Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach, helping you get to I do within the next few years. It's December, you guys. Can you believe this is the end of the year? How has your love life been this year? Did you meet someone? Did you date? How many dates did you go out on this year? I know that some of you aren't doing too well in your love lives, and I am here to help you. Register for one of my Get Your Love Life in Order sessions. These will only be available for another 2 weeks. I can't believe this is the end of 2016. And how many days left in the year? Not very many. And so this is only available, this is the end of the year deal to get you ready for 2017. So if you need it, please go to my website, check in the web store of KikiStrickland.com and order while there's still time. I want you to be prepared going into the new year. We want this to be the year that you meet your Mr. Right. Now, I had two marriages in 2015 and two marriages in 2016, and we are on track with engagements for next year, and I want to make sure that you're included in this number. So if you need help, please ask for it. Get the help you need. All right, and don't forget about our trips. We're going to Paris in April. We're going to Cape Cod during Memorial Week. We're going to Italy in 2017 during the Labor Day week. So if you are one who likes to travel, check out my website under events. I have a trip page and a tours page that will let you know where we're going, when, and how you can join us. So KikiStrickland.com, that's K-I-K-I, Strickland.com for more information. Today we are continuing my series on how she met her husband. And you know, ladies, I came up with this series interviewing married women on how they found their Mr. Right, because I feel like it always inspires you to hear other stories, what they did. Everyone needs to be encouraged and to hear the positive. We hear a lot of negative stories. We see a lot of crazy stalker movies. But there are wonderful stories out there on marriage and love and how people met. And that's what I am bringing you. It always helps to hear other stories, to be inspired, and to know that it will happen to you next, especially when you are being proactive and working with someone like me to help you maximize your chances of finding your Mr. Right. So our guest this week is Kim Bordeaux-Neal, and let's listen to how she met her husband.
All right, so I am here with Kim Bordeaux-Neal, who is going to tell us a little bit about herself and how she met her husband. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Keisha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what kind of work you do, where you're from, all of that good stuff.
I was born in Northern California. I moved out here to go to college. I work for an investment firm. I've been working for an investment firm for almost 18 years. And I have two financial advisors that I work for. And right now I'm in the midst of trying to pass my last exam, a registered investment advisor.
Oh,
I passed two And I have one more to go, and I'm literally studying, you know, as we speak. So, yeah,
Perfect. So does that mean that you're going to be taking on new clients, helping people with their portfolios or with setting up a great retirement account, IRAs, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always used to say, you know, I'm never going to probably be my financial advisor, but I'm not going to ever never say never. So I have two financial advisors that I work for, and I, you know, work with their clients. You know, I do all the administrative work. But once I become fully registered, you know, we'll see. It's a lot. It's, you know, stressful. And it's more of a financial advisor preparing them for retirement and, you know, their income, not, you know, selling stocks and bonds and going in and out of the market. We don't focus on that part of it. You know, I used to, but we don't focus on that part of it. We kind of just kind of prepare them for retirement and getting their, you know, their investments invested and sitting in mutual funds and, you know, just kind of letting it grow, you know, and that's pretty much what I do, and I enjoy it. I've been in 18 years. I enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I have to talk about that a separate time.
I'm trying
to get my set up. Me and my husband are full-time entrepreneurs, so we would like to set something up. So, yeah, I'm going to hit you on that. For now, my listeners are single ladies who are looking for their Mr. Right. And I know you have a fascinating story to tell us about how you met your husband.
Right.
And I know you started a little bit later. You said you started around 40 looking for the right.
I think I was probably 39, getting ready to turn 40, using the online dating site, blackpeoplemeet.com. And it took me almost 4 years before I met my husband. I had to kiss a lot of frogs, unfortunately. And I had to, you know, even at, you know, going into my 40s, that window of opening, you know, for having kids was closing. For me, wanting to have kids, to be honest with you, because the older you get, you know, the chances, you know, of having kids, you know, it gets slimmer. You have a certain amount of eggs and whatever. So I had to decide that I had to be open to, you know, what meeting somebody who had kids, period. But to be honest with you, my limit, you know, because I met guys with 3 or 4 kids. But for me personally, my limit was 2, because that means more kids, there's more baby mama drama, more probably child support, which that was happening when I first met my husband. He was still paying child support, so that means less money for us. So I had to think about all of that. So, you know, he has 2 daughters. And we met, it turns out we lived in the same city, down the street from each other. And he said he had to remind me. He sent me a message first, and it was just a real, you know, simple message. Oh, I didn't realize we lived in the same city. You know, it wasn't anything, you know, flowery about it. It was just kind of, you know, a simple message, and that's it. And so, we ended up planning, trying to meet for coffee or something, because to be honest with you, when I met him, I was kind of, you know, gotten jaded from going on a lot of dates, and they just wanted one-night stands and nothing really serious. And I was looking for to be married. I wasn't looking for, you know, to just, you know, date forever. So we had to, you know, I just was kind of, you know, got to a point where I was literally going out just to, you know, have dinner and a drink. You know, and if turns out we get friends forever, that's fine. Free dinner and a drink. If it turns into something, great. But when I met him, I wasn't honestly, like, seriously thinking anything was going to become of it. And I know a lot of people say that, you know. When I met my husband, you know, I wasn't even looking. And actually, I wasn't. I really wasn't. Yeah. I was dating, but I had gotten out of my mind of desperation, you know. I need to meet my husband now. That had left. I was just like, let me just date and go out and have fun, enjoy my single life, you know. Literally, I was having, you know, and I'm not trying to brag, but I was going out on a different date every weekend. I was tiring, you know. Like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know. I was like, it was just tiring. It was a lot. And, you know, you had to deal with a lot of, you know, stuff. So,
it sounds like It sounds like you had taken the pressure off of yourself, and you were just relaxed, but you were having fun.
Yes.
You were continuing
yep.
to go
yep.
out, but your
yep.
mindset was more friendship or just
yep.
having a good time, not so much, oh, is he the right one?
Exactly. You hit it exactly. That's
love
exactly
it.
What it is. I took that, you know, that desperation, you know, out. Even though I knew I needed to, but it was like it was just too much pressure on me, and then you get disappointed because there was a lot of disappointment in between, you know, those 4 years before I met him. It was a lot of disappointment, and, you know. He turns out to be the perfect person for me. He's not perfect, but he's perfect for me. You know, I could brag on him all day long pretty much as far as how he treats me. I mean, this is 9 years us being together, 3 years this November 15th of being married. And he still dates me. He still treats me as if we are still dating. And that's probably why I can't believe it's going on 10 years, because he still treats me as if we're still dating. He still, you know, buys me gifts. He doesn't wait until Valentine's Day or Christmas. He does it all year round. So when those days, holidays come around, I don't really honestly expect a huge thing because he does it all the time. And I've told him this. You know, You know, he does it all the time. And, you know, considering his upbringing and how he was raised and, you know, his, you know, emotional and physical abuse he went through, to be able to treat me the way he does, you know, just it's amazing the way he's able to treat me exactly how I feel. You know, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So
perfect.
It's amazing.
So let me just recap. So you said you had gone online. You had been online for 4 years, and
yep.
you had finally gotten to a place where you were just relaxed. Just dating,
yeah, exactly.
maybe going for a good meal
exactly.
and good conversation, and
yeah.
then you met
yep.
him, and
yep.
it flowed so well, I guess.
Exactly.
Eventually,
that's
he
exactly
had just turned
it.
Into exclusivity.
Exactly.
But it sounds like you dated for a while, because you said you've been together 9 years, but married for 3. So
yep.
you dated.
We've been together 9 years. I dated online. I did online dating. I started, I think it was around 2000. I met him in 2007, so 5, 4, 3. Yeah, around 2002. And I had been dating, you know, up until I met him. And I'd been doing the online dating thing. So, yeah, it was, to me, 4 years, it seems like a lot, but sometimes it may take that time or longer, you know, but getting that, you know, out of your mindset, like I got to meet them, you know, because this, that,
right.
that helped a lot when I just went in there just relaxed. And I remember the day I went and met them just relaxed. And like, okay, if it happens, fine. If it don't, you know, fine. I really did.
Perfect.
Got to that point.
And a lot of women give up way before
yep.
4 years of online
yeah.
dating.
Oh, yeah. You're right, because a lot of my friends, mm-hmm. I have some beautiful, single, successful friends, you know, in their mid-40s,
mm-hmm.
that are just like, they're just like ready to give up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't tell them, you know, just hang in there, you know, just gonna come, you know, it may not come when you want them, just right on, you know, all that stuff. Honestly, I hated people telling me that, so I don't even want to tell my friends that, to be honest with you. I really hated people telling me, you know, just to hang in there, I didn't like, that's just me. I didn't like telling people that because, I don't know. I mean, it didn't make me feel good. So I'm just thinking about, okay, maybe, you know, I don't want to share that with them and just kind of support them and let them vent or whatever, but not say the same thing I really didn't like hearing myself.
Right.
That's
right.
just my personal, that's just me, my own personal pet peeve.
So
I guess.
What do you tell ladies who are currently looking for their Mr. Right, and they haven't been having any success thus far,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
are on the verge of
so giving up?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell them exactly what I just said pretty much, you know, what you hit it on the nose, just go in there, just relax, you know. I would still use online dating, you know. You're going to get, it is going to seem overwhelming sometimes, and you can kind of weed out the ones, you know, early on in the process. There's some sites like eHarmony that do that, and I tried eHarmony too. And you can weed them out, you know, early on in the process, but just want to relax, not looking at, is this the one? Not looking at, you know, my time is for having this is coming to an end. And I just it wasn't even my mind to give up. Now, two of my friends who were doing Black People Made at the same time, they gave up early on. I just kept going. I kept going. But they did. They did. They gave up early on because it just wasn't, this wasn't for them. And it may not be for everybody. But I preferred the online dating because I didn't go out a lot. I didn't go out, you know, too much, you know, and then it wasn't too many people meet on my job. And so, yeah, that's pretty much I would say, just, you know, relax, don't expect, you know, have too many high expectations. And I will continue to do, I tried all the online dating sites. Harmony, Black People Meet, Yahoo, Match.com, all of them. And I just, you know, yeah, and it was a lot, you know, it could be tiring. For me, I just didn't want to get up. It was some fun times in the process, but then it was some, you know, like I said, a lot of frogs too, but yeah. But I had to kiss. Mm-hmm. I would say just don't give up. I tell my friends that, just don't give up. And I know the potential, you know, that what they have to offer. I mean, my friends are, like I said, successful and beautiful. They have everything. So why can't they, you know, find anybody?
Right,
and just
right.
Be open. I also, at one point, I was open to dating outside my race, but that lasted like a short time because honestly, I know what I like. I know what I prefer. So, yeah.
I love that, though. You were open. So you at least opened up enough to see maybe that was a possibility.
I did. I did it one time, though, Keisha. That was
okay. Look at that. You tried it once.
Yep.
Great. Okay, so last thing, because you did mention children, and you said that you didn't want someone who had a lot of children, that two was the limit for you, and you ended up meeting someone who did have two kids.
Yeah, yep, exactly. That was pretty much the limit. Because I thought about, you know, does that mean there's more, is it the same mother, three kids, or the different mothers? Is it, you know, mother, mama drama? So, I mean, good, thank God he doesn't have any, you know, baby mama drama. One of them tried to, I just never responded to her. So she just kind of went away.
Huh.
Yeah, I never responded to her. She tried.
Good.
But she kind of went away, and the other one is really sweet. You know, I've never met her. And so I'm glad that they get along. You know, they do. They get have a really good, that means less drama for us. So he has a good rapport with one of them. The other one he just doesn't talk to. He doesn't even, like, mention her name. I didn't even know her name until, like, maybe 5 years ago, to be honest with you. That's how much he did not like her. So, that was just my own personal limit, because then, like I said, it's more child support. You have to pay out less money if they're under, you know, 18, of course. And at that time when I met my husband, his kids were under 18. They were like, what, one was 12 and one was like 15. So yeah, he had a ways to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Somewhere around that. Mhm. So
we might want to have you back to talk a little bit more about your story, because I can tell that there's a lot to it. You became an instant stepmom and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we have you come back at a later date, and also you'll have probably passed your final exams and can tell us
that
all
would be
about.
So good.
Let's do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
You're welcome.
And
we'll
set up another time to have you back.
All right. Thank you, Keisha.
All right, ladies, so that was Kim Bordeaux-Neal. Wasn't that a good story? And like I said, she has a lot, so we will have her back at a later date. You should be doing online dating. Meet me for, I know I mentioned my Get Your Love Life in Order session, but I also have a separate online dating session where we go over your profile, find the best site for you. I give you some secrets on how to develop a strategy to your online dating. Because a lot of women have been online for years and never met anyone.
It helps when you're working with a coach like myself. My client who just got married in November met her guy on OkCupid, the free site. And this was after she had said, I will never go back online, because she had done it before with no results. But you have to have a strategy, and I can help you with that. And you need to set some goals weekly for your online dating. And we go over all that kind of stuff with the session that I offer. And it's actually offered at a discount right now. So go to KikiStrickland.com and look in the web store and look for my online dating profile secrets session with me. It's about an hour long. And, yes, we can do it before the year is out. All right. Well, hopefully this has been helpful. You should be talking to your friends who are married or people that you meet who are married and just ask them, what's your story? How did you find your husband? Sometimes you can gain quite a bit of nuggets from them. I would like to hear from you. Email me at info@kikistrickland.com, especially if you know someone who has a great story who should be on the show. All right, ladies, get out, do some fun stuff, mingle, and meet a lot of new people, and especially celebrate New Year's Eve in a big way. You never know who you might meet on New Year's Eve. I am Kiki Strickland, and this has been Dating Talk. God bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.